There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here for this Tuesday edition of the show. Lots to do and easy to get in touch. Chime in at 343-0106, 343-0106 for a text or a phone call. Also, using the FM Talk 106.5 app, you can leave us a talk back message. And hold on, let me close this down. I was busy here, and this is like a tease for tomorrow's show. I was busy checking the latest here for the Great Alabama 650. You know, we talk about that show every year, or that race every year on the show. That is the world, the planet's longest paddling race. So canoe, kayak, it's not a canoe race because there are people in kayaks, canoes. There are people who do it on, what is it, stand-up paddle boards, which I'd like to sit down some. But that race is going on. I think about half the racers are past Montgomery now. Coming up tomorrow, we'll get an update on this. And remember, this the terminus of this race is down at Fort Morgan. I know a lot of y'all have gone down to see them come in the past. We'll talk more about that on tomorrow's show. But cool stuff. If you get a chance, you maybe never heard of this thing I'm talking about, just Google the Great Alabama 650. And the race is going on right now. But yeah, we will be here at the finish line. And that may be coming up sooner than later, the way they're tracking right now. All right, coming up in just a little bit, April Marie Fogel joins me. And to start off, as I mentioned to Jeff, we'll talk about the story that has so many people talking around the country and also, I would say, here in the in Alabama specifically as well with Senator Tuberville. And that is the story of spying, right? Spying. And U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville says he's among a group of Republican senators whose phone activity was monitored during the Biden-era Department of Justice investigation, according to an FBI briefing that happened yesterday on Capitol Hill. Now, this is from Yellowhammer News, but being reported a lot of different places. So Fox News is reporting that records reviewed by the Bureau show former special counsel Jack Smith's team tracked the private communications and call records of nearly a dozen GOP lawmakers. I will say this. Hold on. In just a second, I think there is some misunderstanding of they're tracking their phone records. Now, the pushback is that they weren't listening to the calls. Okay, and we'll get to that. So something came out here in the last probably 15 minutes or so on Politico, I think is worth mentioning. Not that any of this is good. The quote from Senator Tuberville from Coach said, "This is the first we've heard about it. Obviously, I figured we'd be somehow breached by China or North Korea, but not by our own government." That was Tuberville along with Larry Kudlow on Fox Business. What's old Kudlow doing? For some reason, I like that. I don't know why. I think I like Larry Kudlow. He goes on to say, this is all about Donald Trump. I'm an ally of Donald Trump. I love this country. The Democratic Party and the Biden administration tried to destroy this country. They tried to keep in contact with their enemies, so to speak, which was the people that love this country, such as me and the other senators. But this is outrageous. They told us our phone numbers were breached, but we do not know if any of the content was added in there. The investigation just started. All right. So that came out then in Fox News reporting that the FBI has now already terminated employees and abolished the CR-15 squad just one day after it was revealed that several Republicans' private communications and phone calls had been tracked. Now, this one, I think, I mean, none of this is good, but I want to make sure stay accurate with this. So, dear the headlights, at least that's how he always looks to me, Kash Patel, FBI director. He's probably brilliant, but just when you see him, you go, is he like about to freak out and go running out of the room. He doesn't, but it's always just a look on Cash Patel's face. He this morning announced the actions the Bureau had taken in response to the revelation of baseless monitoring, that's in quotes, during the Biden administration, and promised more actions to come. He went on to say, Patel said, "We are cleaning up a diseased temple 3 decades in the making, identifying the rot, removing those who weaponize law enforcement for political purposes, and those who do not meet the standards of this mission while restoring integrity to the FBI. I promise reform, and I intend to deliver it." So that is what Cash Patel is saying here. So Grassley has this document come out, and it has it shows names here. And here's a list. So U.S. Senators Lindsey Graham, Marsha Blackburn, Ron Johnson, Josh Hawley, Cynthia Loomis, Bill Hagerty, Dan Sullivan, and Coach Tuberville on this list who had their... It comes out and says, well, their phones were tapped. And I saw that this morning. So here I want to say that... So none of this is good, but I will point out what Politico has. They're saying that... Now, I think this is a little bit semantics, but I think it's worth saying. This just came out. Said Senator Josh Hawley, who I saw him testifying this morning, or not even testifying, talking this morning, says Josh Hawley falsely claimed that newly disclosed records revealed the FBI tapped the phones of 8 sitting U.S. senators during special counsel Jack Smith's investigation of President Donald Trump's bid to subvert the 2020 election. A little bit of a lean there from Kyle Cheney, who writes this. Hawley was describing the FBI document publicly released Monday by Senate Judiciary Chair Chuck Grassley that referenced a, quote, preliminary toll analysis, end quote, of 9 lawmakers. Grassley underscored the records revealed a subset of calls made and received by those lawmakers and did not reveal the content of those calls, only the time and duration. So what they're saying is, like, still not, I still think there's some rot, like Cash Patel said here. But now they're, I guess, trying to, parse words and say, well, they weren't listening to them. They were tracking who they were talking to. Also today, Attorney General Pam Bondi, who should be working on the Epstein stuff, testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee. She did not correct Hawley's characterization of the messages of the records. Bondi said she had spoken with Cash Patel at length about the records and could not discuss the details for very good reason. It says here, it's unclear why the FBI reviewed the phone records of the particular set of senators included on the list. I'm going to say this. What's your name? Cheney? I don't know any relation. Kyle Cheney over at Politico. I would guess maybe because they're Republicans. Just throwing that out there. But yeah, so the spin now is that well, they were, and you know, this is Washington stuff. This is how it happens. Well, they were tracking who they were. Call, like, you know, place from so-and-so to Senator Tuberville at this time or whatever, but they were not listening to it, I guess. But Chuck Grassley said on X yesterday, "This document shows the Biden FBI spied on 8 of my Republican Senate colleagues during its Arctic Frost investigation." You know, if they spent more time trying to not spend all the taxpayer money than coming up with cutesy names for all their stuff up there. The Arctic Frost investigation into, quote, election conspiracy. Arctic Frost later became Jack Smith's elector case against Trump. That was from Chuck Grassley yesterday on Twitter. Or I'm sure Chuck Grassley didn't actually get on Twitter. I'm sure it's actually somebody in his office that got on Twitter for him. But I tell you what, when you come back from the news, I'm going to play a little clip from Senator Tuberville. I know he was on with Jeff earlier and he was on with Larry Kudlow. We'll play a clip. It's obvious, I don't think it should surprise anybody that this kind of stuff goes on in Washington, but they caught him here. They caught him. And to the point now that we're starting to hear, well, you know, they were just detailing who the senators were talking to. So the FBI is monitoring the people who we elect to be in charge. But they said, listen, we weren't listening. We were just tracking who they were talking to. Coming right back. More Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
1220, FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday edition of the show. Okay, so let's do, we'll go Kudlow for a second here. Play the couple minutes here from Senator Tuberville on with Kudlow. He was also, you can go back on the podcast and listen to him talk to Jeff Poor from earlier this morning. Podcast available. Well, through the app is the first place they post, the FM Talk 106.5 app. Then you can go to the FM Talk website if you need to. Just click podcast or anywhere you subscribe for podcasts. Make sure you subscribe for ours, and they'll show up there as well. So listen to Jeff Poor or listen to this clip here. This is Tommy Tuberville on with Kudlow earlier today.
All right, joining us now, Alabama Senator, Mr. Tommy Tuberville. Senator, welcome as always. Breaking news, you may have seen this or not. Fox Digital's got this. Former special counsel Jack Smith tracking private communications and phone calls of nearly a dozen Republican senators as part of his investigation into the January 6, 2021 Capitol riots. Your name is on this list, Mr. Tuberville. You're here with Lindsey Graham, Blackburn, Ron Johnson, Hawley, Lummis, Haggerty, Sullivan, and Tommy Tuberville of Alabama. What's this guy doing, wiretapping you or digital tapping you? What's he doing here?
Well, they just briefed us, Larry. Dan Bongino came over, deputy of the FBI. We had all of us in the room. This is the first we've heard of it. Obviously, I figured we would be somehow breached by China or North Korea, but not by your own government. This is all about Donald Trump. I'm an ally of Donald Trump. I love this country. The Democratic Party, the Biden administration, tried to destroy this country. They tried to keep intact in contact with their enemies, so to speak, which was people that love this country, such as me and the other senators. But this is outrageous. They told us our phone numbers were breached, but we do not know that if there any content was added in there. It's the investigation just started. This is out of control. It's going to get worse and worse. I have nothing to hide, but Jack Smith, he has a lot to hide. He's trying to save his soul himself because he is deep into this, and he's trying to find some way to get out of it once he started going after President Trump.
My question, this is an impeachable offense. My question is it a criminal offense? Because if it is, he's going to jail.
I would hope it would be. But again, there was a special committee within the FBI that they approached that they said, listen, we need to go after these people and find out their numbers, find out who they were calling, who they were talking to. Again, we don't know if they listened at all. That would be a disaster for the FBI or for the Biden administration. But at the end of the day, this has just started. This is Arctic Frost, Operation Arctic Frost, that Senator Grassley started. Whistleblowers are singing like birds right now, Larry, and telling this administration and this FBI of how deep this was, what they tried to do, and this is just a small part of what they've already found.
Well, Senator, will you come back? We're going to get some.
All right, so there's Senator, there's Coach on with Larry Kudlow this morning. Now, you did hear the nuance there. He just said, we don't know if they listened or they just monitored the calls. Now, pushing back from the Biden faithful and maybe Jack Smith specifically, this is the biggest admission of guilt when they start to play the semantics game, right? They're like, well, they didn't. And who knows if that's true or not, but they didn't listen to the calls. They just monitored who they were talking to. So you did it. So you did it. And this is going, I don't think many of us are surprised that this happens, but it is something when it gets confirmed out there, right? Grab a couple quick texts here. B-Dark said, Sean, I need to get on that list so I know not to call any of them people. Thanks. David in Fairhope said the Patriot Act needs to be repealed. Yes, David, but of course, David, you know the danger of that. So I've talked about that over the years. But so, David, you and I'll be on the same. So we both agree. Then somebody else is going to fire off, David. David in Fairhope and Sean want the terrorists to win. You know that, David. That's what gets thrown out there. That's what you get. You, if you're not for all that monitoring, then you should be Then you're for the communist. I mean, you're for the terrorist. David also said, Sean, let's be honest, maybe some people should ask Senator Britt why she was one of the handful of Republicans to vote to reauthorize and enhance Section 702 of the FISA back in 2024. Only passed with 60 votes. Tuberville voted no. She didn't think the deep state would spy on ours, did she? You know, and that's one thing, I don't know. And hopefully we'll get the senator on the show. She was going to come on like 2 weeks ago, and I don't know what happened. We didn't get her on. But get her to come back on there. I hope it's not that. And this is this thing that's why I'm probably rub people the wrong way sometimes. I believe in, I am not a red or a blue, you know, I'm red, white, and blue. I'm an American. And so if you would say, well, you could have spying, but if it's only for the other party, no, no, you don't. No, we're all Americans. And I am not, there are too many people enter these discussions and they enter it only as a Republican or only as a Democrat. Now, I enter things as a conservative because I believe in the Constitution, which makes me patriotic. But a lot of people just see it that way. Well, if it doesn't affect my side, then it should be okay. Right? Also, going on today, I don't know if you got to watch any of it. You probably see some clips tonight. So President Trump was doing a sit down with Mark Carney, the Canadian Prime Minister, who I kind of like heard him talk. I don't mind him that much. I don't. Way better than the predecessor, I think. And I was disappointed. They talked about a lot of stuff in front of the cameras. They did not, by the way, did y'all notice that they did not talk about, I think, the biggest export from Canada coming into the United States that I hope is not tariffed is, and this will only apply to like children of the 1980s who have a good sense of humor. Do you know, I think I mentioned it last week, Stranger Brews is coming. It's a Strange Brew, 1980s classic movie, Doug and Bob McKenzie. The movie holds up, by the way. You can go back and watch it. It's not like going back and watching Red Dawn and going, man, I thought this was the coolest movie ever in the 80s, and it's not. Strange Brew holds up. It just holds up. It's classic. Rick Moranis, Dave Thomas. They're relaunching this. It's like a sequel. Now, I know it doesn't. I know they probably filmed it in the United States, but just stick with me. They're Canadians. It's an export. Hope we don't tariff it. The movie is supposed to hit. I don't know if it goes to theaters or going to go straight to Netflix or something. But they're back at the Elsinore Brewery. Now an old, old Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas playing Doug and Bob McKenzie. And it comes out in December. So there you go. So I just hope, Hosehead the dog, I don't know if he's still around, but, get another dog and make him look like Hosehead. But they did not talk about that today. So I was pretty much, I was bummed out about that. They did not talk, but they talked about it sounded like in the conversation, now it was wide-ranging, as Trump, I mean, he was riffing, doing his Trump thing. But it did sound like maybe close to getting something locked down with Canada. So it's a good thing. All right, coming up in a few, thank you. Okay, Hoser, you too doesn't have Meta. Hoser. So we have to, remember the classic scene where they first show up to try to figure out how to get the free beer? I mean, some of the best filmmaking ever done. We're going to talk to April Marie Fogel in just a little bit. Also, I do want to get to the story about Zach Bryan. I'm a fan of him. He's in my shuffle. I think he's a talented guy. I think it's been pretty interesting as of late. Has he lost control? It's all gone to his head. Has he strung out? I don't know. He was going to fight. What's his name? Who I don't listen to, but I know who, Gavin Adcock. I do like the fact that if you saw that video, Zach decided to climb over a chain link fence with barbed wire up top to go try to beat a man. That's some wanting to fight stuff. But he now has a little bit of this came out yesterday. He has a new song coming out, which is probably the best thing ever for downloads, right? To start a little controversy before you have a new song coming out. It's a new song he has coming out that condemns ICE raids, it says, in this thing. Released a short clip of the unreleased song, went out on Instagram, I guess, yesterday or day before. Song titled Bad News. So, and we can talk about that. But I did see some of the talking heads earlier today say, well, this is unheard of. Country music can never not be on the side of law enforcement. I said, well, I'm on the side of law enforcement, but that may not be completely accurate. We may analyze that in just a little bit. All right, April Marie joins us next right here on Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
At 12:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. April Marie Fogle coming your way in just a minute here. First, I want to check in with my buddy Blaine Price at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale. Blaine, we talked about it last time. This is because I want to talk about some of the new stuff you have. But first, let's hit this because it rained, if you didn't notice. People are going to plant patches at their hunting camps, and y'all got a package ready for people to pick up and rent for a long weekend.
We do, Sean. So we've got a package in our rental fleet with our 3560 tractors. You can get them with everything: bush hog, disc, or tiller, spreader, trailer, ready to go, hook up and go. So we are running a special right now on all of our rental equipment. Pick it up on Friday after lunch. Rent it for the weekend. Bring it back to us Monday morning by 10 a.m. As long as you keep 10 hours or less on the machine, you'll only be charged for one day instead of 2 days. So, like I said, after lunch on Friday, pick up, bring it back to us Monday morning by 10 a.m., keep less than 10 hours on it, and only be charged for one day.
I think that is perfect, y'all. If you go look on their website, too, you'll see everything you need to go to the camp. And y'all have that, I mean, if we call it in and say we need to rent it for the weekend, you'll have it loaded up on the trailer and everything for us, right? We just show up on Friday and back up to it.
Yep, that's right. We'll have it ready to go for you, full of fuel, ready to head up the road.
Perfect, perfect. Now, on the news side, too, last week we talked, I don't know if you have any left, but you had gotten a big bunch of skid steers and high flows in. How's that looking?
We have. We've gotten even more. So okay. We've got plenty of the skid steers and the mini excavators in all sizes, enclosed cab, open cabs. With the zero interest financing through Kubota right now, it's highly favorable, especially with all the attachments we have in stock. They all come with buckets on them, but we have other attachments, whether it be augers, grapples, pallet forks, brush cutters, mulchers. And then we've also got all the trailers in stock to be able to haul them. So we can form that up into a package for you as well with a really good financing rate right now.
Okay. Well, tell folks how to find you.
We're right here at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale on Highway 59. Come by, see us Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays 8 until noon. Give us a call at 251-947-4171 or visit us online at parrishtractor.com.
Good stuff, Blaine. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Sean.
All right. There goes Blaine over Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale. All right. Without any further ado, there's been a lot of ado, but without further ado, the guest host in residence at FM Talk 106.5, read her work at 1819news.com in a never-ending war with the creatures of the forest surrounding her house, and now moving way up the ranks in cool person, because some pictures she sent me last week. April Marie Fogle, what's up?
Well, hi there. How much do you love my new pickup truck?
So, y'all, I'm looking at pictures. So I get these pictures, April Marie's road tripping last weekend, and you want to talk about just singing my song. She sends me a picture. I think y'all were stopped somewhere on the way back. Send me a picture. She's got the pickup, right? You got that. And in the back of the Ford there, she's got the, is that a Kawasaki? It's a Yamaha. That looks like a Yamaha Big Bear.
It's a Suzuki.
Oh, it's a Suzuki.
It's a Suzuki.
So she's got a four-wheeler loaded in the back of the truck. I'm so proud of you.
So I drove that. So for context, you guys have gone through this kind of adventure with me going through, and it has been such a cathartic experience going through my father's property and stuff. He was the hoarder of all hoarders, I have to say, of all things tools and dudes and mechanical. It's a whole situation. I can't even tell you how many. Just this morning, I got a call about the number of tillers that were on his property. None of them work, by the way. None. Not a single one. But we finally got the house ready to put on the market, his house finally ready to put on the market. And among those was getting the vehicles off of it. And so I intend to keep a 1999 Ford F-150 that is in the photos I sent Sean. And at the last minute was kind of convinced to bring home his hunting four-wheeler.
Yeah.
Now,
good-looking bike.
Two things about this. One is I don't have anywhere to drive this thing.
Yep. Well, that is a problem, but it didn't stop people that are out in the country where I live. They just ride on everybody else's land. But go ahead.
So I don't know where I'm going to be riding this thing. And two, somewhere in between his passing and when this thing was loaded onto my pickup truck, we've lost the key to it. And so...
Oh, we can solve that. That's not hard. But, yeah, we can get you to...
They are both here. And my kids are obsessed with this Ford F-150. And, you know, keep in mind, I drive a Suburban. But we have had ride pretty much every day of the kids learning what it means to hang out in the bed of a pickup truck.
This is good. This is solid. I think you're doing the legacy of your father. You're doing right. Kids riding the pickup truck and having a four wheeler. Life is good.
This is good. This is, you know, and it's funny because, you know, I grew up with this, right? I grew up with, you know, pickup trucks and not an automatic, learning to drive a stick shift. And this is not a stick shift truck, by the way. But learning the big truck and all the things, I got to teach my son. It didn't occur to me. My son didn't know how to get up in a pickup truck. He didn't know how to use the handle. And the which we call the oh crud handle growing up. I don't know what other people call it, but that's the radio version of what we call it. But yes, it's just been a very a blessing. You guys be a blessing to your families. This has been a my kids getting to learn this side of my childhood.
It's good stuff. I'm super proud of you. Also, want to talk about, you know, let's compare and contrast, too, because one of your stories over at 1819 News, America First Legal exposes coordination between the SPLC and the Biden DOJ to weaponize civil rights enforcement. This on the backdrop, though, right? This is on the backdrop of yesterday also the dropping of the monitoring. And I don't, you know, it's still, that's why I told people there, you think there's some truth in this because when this stuff splashed from Grassley, it wasn't long till the machine in Washington spun it and said, well, they weren't listening to the phone calls or just monitoring who they were talking to. So y'all have admitted it, you know, the Jack Smith folks out there. These two together, kind of walk us through your take on this.
Yeah, well, and, you know, and it kind of goes right on in there with the pickup truck idea is the left, so many on the left and so many in the Biden administration see those who with opposing views, those with opposing values, namely Christian values, mind you, as the enemy. And we'll start with the Southern Poverty Law Center. They were being weaponized and by the Department of Justice under Biden to go after mothers and families showing up at school board meetings to say, keep the boys out of the locker room, to say, keep the porn out of the classroom, the libraries, to say, make sure these teachers aren't pushing their radical agendas on our kids. So that's what we learned with the Southern Poverty Law Center. And then it came hand in hand with this idea that the deep state, the weaponized alphabet agencies, they were in fact tracking the calls of members of Congress, including Senator Tommy Tuberville. All in all, what we're seeing and what we have seen in the last few months, because the Southern Poverty Law Center was a FOIA request, what we're seeing is everything we knew and thought was happening under the Biden administration was happening, and to a worse extent than our greatest nightmares.
Yeah, I mean, it's that, and I did say that at the beginning of the hour, like, I'm not going to act like I am shocked. You know, I can't believe it, clutching my pearls, whatever. But it's confirmation of what you would, if somebody said, hey, you got to guess, are they doing this or not? I'd say, yeah, they're probably doing it, but I don't know how they're doing it. Now it's just confirmation.
It is confirmation. And we had heard rumblings of this from time to time. We've been spied on. The Trump administration was spied on by the Biden administration. The Trump administration was spied on before he took office the first time. This is not news, but the extent of it is news, and the extent of the coordination between people who genuinely just hate us and others, it's frightening. Is what it truly is.
So, okay, what do you think's next here? I mean, is this one of these things where, you know, so many times in Washington, it makes a big splash, all this stuff happens, and then you wake up a month later and people are, you know, we're chasing another tennis ball. Do you think this has legs?
I think this has legs because I think that people, that the lawmakers involved, and this is what we know on the Senate side, I bet you there's double this, and willing on the House side that we're looked into. I think that they're going to push it. They're going to want answers. What information was exposed? Who was targeted? Why they were targeted? All of those things. I see America's First continuing to chase down only a few documents out of thousands were released related to Southern Poverty Law Center. I think we're going to see a whole lot more there as well.
Okay. When this comes out, I mean, I hope we get to the bottom. I mean, because it may end up, you know, there's going to be some sacrificial lambs. I think today they're saying Cash Patel let, I don't know, it was 15 or something go from the FBI. But, you know, I want to go who told them to do it, right? Not just the people that did it. Like, those are the people that
who
always
told
take
them
the,
to do it, and then
yes.
Who knew?
Uh-huh.
Who knew? Who got the results of it? All of those things. You know, we've seen this leaked outside. So how much intelligence, air quotes, around intelligence information was then leaked to media and leaked to the Democrat parties and leaked to candidates and all of that such stuff? Because we're talking about phone records of members of the U.S. Senate. It's really quite appalling.
Right. I mean, I think Tuberville, and I'm paraphrasing here, Coach was on Larry Kudlow, and he was on with Jeff earlier, but... saying basically, this is what I was worried about this happening from the Russians or the Chinese, right? Yeah, I mean, you got to be aware of that. But, you know, should this be happening with my own government? Now, Jeff and I also talked about how many people, well, you worked up there too. How many people would switch their phone numbers? How often in Washington, you know, or have a burner phone or only have conversation on this or that? So there's been, like I said, I'm not surprised of this, but it's finally confirmed. I mean, that I don't know why they were switching phones all the time, but people have been, I guess, monitoring Americans for quite a while.
It is something that has gone on, I think, to the level that we see it now. And you keep in mind, I mean, I don't follow much of what goes on in Europe, but there was a big scandal when there were publications looking after, you know, the royal family's information, and that was leaked and put in the press. I think that this is going to be a bigger, has legs for a bigger scandal, just because we as a public have grown very wary of deep state insiders weaponizing information against us.
Right. Y'all, a whole bunch to read from April Marie over at 1819news.com. You can find it when it splashes on the front page, but people can search for you specifically over there, too.
Yeah, I tell people, go, scroll the front page, you'll get one of my stories. If you click my name, you'll see all the things I'm writing about. And I'm really getting deep into these universities and the rot there of people who genuinely hate half their students.
Wow. Y'all check that out. And if they want to, I guess, talk, you know, F-150s and, you know, and four-wheelers with you, where do they find you online?
Exit April Marie, APRYLMARIE, and then of course I'll be posting, and we'll be coordinating some fill-in dates for you and Jeff.
That is correct. Yeah, I'm going to get mine in right now so I can beat Jeff to the punch. All right, so stand by for that text.
Sounds good. Thank you. You have a great afternoon.
You too. There goes April Marie, and we're coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
It's at 12:52, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. This segment of the show brought to you by my buddy Forrest over at Blue Water Yacht Sales and Service. They got more deals going on also on Yamaha engines. Forrest had texted me something the other day about this, and we'll get to that later on this week. But also going on right now, boat maintenance, and they've got the deals on boat maintenance going on. And this is, and not just the maintenance. I've talked about this before. Obviously, getting your engine maintenance done, the big one. And when you get that work done, they are at Blue Water Yacht Sales and Service, they are a 5-star gold certified service department. They have a master tech on staff. And here's the key. Not only do they have somebody just pass the course one time, they send their mechanics every year to get recertified. So whatever's new in Yamaha, whatever's new in Mercury, they know what's going on. So they can analyze it. And maybe somebody who didn't go to that course every year doesn't know the new things. So that's why they're so good at what they do. In addition to the engine work, you know, we've talked about it in the spring about getting the bow to stern checkout, not just the engine, but everything from running lights to bilge pumps and all that. Right now, you could do that this time of year and have it done. They're doing engine repairs, of course, electrical repairs. Oh my gosh, boat owners, you know what I'm talking about. Electrical repairs drive you nuts. Put in GPS, fish finders, sound system installs. Plus, if you're running a power pole, you know, on your shallow water anchor on your boat, they can put those in. They can also work on your towing setups and do the winterization on those boats and get them ready to go to sleep for the wintertime. It's all happened in one place, Blue Water, well, actually two places, Blue Water Yacht Sales, but you can go to the Orange Beach location at the Orange Beach Marina or on the East I-65 service road, or just go to online, bluewateryachtsales.net, and set an appointment to drop off your boat, get that service work done today. All right, let me grab some text here before we get to the news. Oh my gosh, I'm back, and we will... Hopefully, I'm not going to have time. Well, next hour, we'll get into my thoughts about the Zach Bryan and the new song, which I hadn't heard the whole song yet. Let's see. This is from, I don't know, a named texter said, I hope they don't put a tariff on the 2026 Rush Tour. Yeah, we're talking about Stranger Brew, which, by the way, I can see from the text line, I'm not by myself. People that love that movie. It's coming back. It's a sequel. They're back at the Elsinore Brewery. Who knows what happens, but they'll probably get beer and donuts in that. Bucky Beaver says, does anybody really believe there wasn't recording conversations? They know who made the call to this person or that person. It does, but really believe they won't record conversations. That's just common sense. I think what's interesting, Bucky Beaver, is they shot themselves in the foot when they came out and said, hey, we weren't listening to calls. We were just monitoring. So you admitted you were monitoring the calls. Okay, first strike. Chris in Orange Beach says, the bigger question is to ask which judge signed off on wiretapping of a senator. Well, this comes back to the Jack Smith investigation. Let's see. This is more about, okay, we'll get to the Zach Bryan thing is going to be popular next hour. We'll get to it. Let's see. This from Jerry says, she's wrong. Jerry in Fort Morgan, April Marie. She's wrong about the SPLC. It's been a terrorist organization long before the Biden administration. Unnamed tech. No, it's old guy. Thank you. Said, invoke the draft to populate firing squads. Yeah, I don't think we need that. B-Dark, last thing we need is federal politics running Alabama. Yeah, well, there's some of that. And look at this. B-Dark. That is cool. 1960. So B-Dark, she sends me a picture. She said, Sean, my new Ford 1960 just got it last week. Look at that truck. That is awesome, B-Dark. I am jealous. Is that three on the tree in 60, or that came out later? Is that a three? That is so cool. That is so cool. You know what we should do? Because over the years, we've talked about trucks and this and that, and everybody sends me cool pictures. Wonder if we can do it, and I'll work with Leanna or something like that. We could do, not doing it right now, but like on a show soon. Everybody send a picture of your classic trucks in. Could be pickups, but it could be like people have some awesome Broncos or International Scouts or Jeeps. Everybody send them in, then we'll put them up like a, what do you call this, like a billboard, like all the pictures together up on the Facebook page. That would be cool. I do enjoy when y'all send me like, hey, Sean, I just did this to my truck, and y'all send me pictures to the text line. I like that, but hopefully we can get them all at one time, and then we could, but B-Dark, I am jealous. That is awesome. That is awesome. Is it running? That's my next question. Is it running? And when the EMP happens, right, B-Dark, we'll be riding with you. What is cutoff date for most trucks? 19, somewhere in the 80s. somewhere in the 80s, when you went from points to electronic, when was that, 80s? You know, the EMP, right? The whole idea that you have the electromagnetic pulse, and then only the older vehicles will run because their electronics won't get wiped out. I don't know when that cutoff date is. Kind of interesting. And thank you, Pat. Said the 1960s were four shift. Early 70s had trees. My grandfather had one, so it must have been a 70. Somewhere in the 70s. I remember driving that thing, three on the tree, F-150. I guess that I would have been, yeah, it was a 70. So cool. Thank you, Pat, for the information. And B-Dark, I am jealous of that truck. Coming right back. Another hour of Midday Mobile. Y'all stay right there.